Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Few minutes, about 1:40 or so, we'll get to the top 10 list. You guess what's on the top 10 with the Bone Brownie Bounty Prize from Lakeland Harley-Davidson. I'll tell you about that in a minute. 2 o'clock, Drew will be on. So, Brett was just telling us a Disney story, but Disneyland in California, where they had to call in a hazmat team. You don't hear that much.
That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
That seems like a lot.
But it was poop. It was a lot of people.
I understand.
A lot of poop and a lot of people.
So what was it?
A lot of geese.
Geese came in and
bombarded them, apparently.
17
is
people.
Is that accurate, Brad?
17 people.
What did that goose have, an Uzi ass?
That was a lot of geese and, you know, pretty much just having a good time. Disneyland out in California, a little
it's
before 10 o'clock at night.
The geese are just timing their flyover with the crowds of people. They time it just right. It was 9:45 at night. Check this out. Anaheim PD even tweeted about it. 11 adults.
What? 11 geese poop?
Yes. 11 adults and 6 juveniles impacted.
Impacted how?
At Disneyland at Anaheim Fire. 85 lights.
Covered in poop.
I mean, okay, covered?
It could hurt.
Did geese poop hit them? I mean, there's a big difference. Hazmat suits?
6 kids, 11 adults were hit.
Can we all agree that hazmat suits for a little goose crap is a bit much?
Seems over the top.
I mean, come on.
But they're being careful because you can't breathe the stuff in. I don't know, maybe the call went in and the people said there's like hundreds of geese and people are down. And so they came in hazmat thinking the place was really covered in poop. And
we go live to the scene last night outside of It's a Small World. Excuse me, Cinderella's Castle. Yeah. Oh, here come the geese.
Brett, are they trying to shoot him down? Is that the problem? Is it a war?
We don't know. We don't know, Rob.
Okay, I was just wondering because I saw no shootings in the news story. Oh my God, the geese are everywhere.
Nowhere did it say the men in the hazmat suits had automatic weapons?
It did not say that. But it does make the audio even more exciting. Everybody calms down and gets their wits about them.
So what happened? Disney didn't have to do anything to take care of these people, did they? I mean, they're not responsible for that, are they?
It does not say there's any lawsuits yet.
I gotta be honest, man. It could be just because
this happened yesterday.
It could be I've never looked for it before. Yeah. But I've been to Disney World in Florida a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember ever seeing a bird. You know, unless I was at like a...
I know. I picture the fishing line like in front of Cinderella Castle and over across to where the restaurant is. I picture like a patchwork of fishing line because I think that's how they keep the birds away from pooping on people's heads.
Oh, I don't know. The only line I remember going across is the one for...
Peter Pan or somebody flying
Peter
around.
Peter Pansky.
Peter Pansky.
Yeah, he's the Polish Peter Pan.
Well, in in Disneyland in Anaheim, they had this thing. Six kids. And I see you got to get in there as soon as it hits the kids. The adults, you don't have to worry so much.
Isn't bird poop supposed to be good luck anyway?
I think that's a sham.
That's dumb. If that's that's dumb. Because right. That's the worst luck. If you get hit with bird poop, that's horrible luck.
That's like in Billy Madison when the kid pees his pants. All the cool kids pee their pants. You know? It's the same thing. Some kid got crapped on, and that's the mother going, that's good luck. Yeah. That's good luck. You're going to do it on your test. It's good luck.
The other dumb one is if it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like all
dumb.
These horrific things that are, it's good luck just to make the other people feel better.
Right.
So dumb.
Hey, Jeff, online one. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. It's for real. I don't know how you're familiar you are with the Tampa area, but I was on my way to work going down the Courtney Campbell Causeway about midway. It was a beautiful day during the summer last year, and I could see this flight of pelicans as I'm coming along down the causeway, looking off to my left. And all of a sudden, it was like somebody took 4 or 5 cans of white paint and dumped it on my car.
Now, oh my God.
I couldn't even see out the windshield. I almost wrecked. Had to turn on my windshield wipers, pulled over, all over my car. and during the summer down here, you want to find a car wash as soon as you can. It was an ugly thing. And,
my God.
And I had my windows up and the air conditioning on. But,
How do all of them know to hit your car? That's what I don't understand. It's like the leader does it, so everybody else follows?
I don't know. It's like somebody had it in for me. I don't know what was going on. But it is for real. I couldn't believe it. And they go,
how is that annoying sound?
It's a pelican.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's crapped on Jeff's car.
There goes the white paint.
Jeff.
That's what it looked like. It was horrible.
Take care, Jeff.
Didn't see out my windshield. Had to turn on the wipers. It didn't do
much. Yeah. Do you feel that was good luck? No, I don't see how you could.
They told me it was. I don't really see how.
See? Well, they told you that too.
The bird, the bird poops on you. Your car flips over and goes into a fireball. Yeah. Don't worry, it's good luck.
Yeah, I always tell you, my ass.
Right.
Take care, Jeff.
Thank you, buddy.
Later, Jeff. Funny.
That's a load of crap.
A quick little funny little
literally
a funny little ditty. So I went to go get my car washed the other day, and I end up talking to the owner, who I've met a few times now, and we're just having small talk, and he tells me that a couple months ago, it was last summer, and a woman came in, and her car, he goes, absolutely stunk. She's like, I don't know, I was driving by a truck, something came out, it dumped something, I ran it over, my car started stinking, and he's like, and he goes, John, we had to run that thing through the car wash like 3-4 times. Like the stink was
because you got in the wheels and undercarriage and all that stuff.
Turns out it was a cesspool truck that had a spill. He goes, before I know it, there's a line down the road trying to get into my car wash.
Everybody.
And he goes, we recycle the water. He goes, I couldn't take them. I had to close up shop and tell people I couldn't take them in because it was one after another of cars that all drove through raw sewage.
Oh, my God. And they couldn't recycle the water quick enough to clean it.
They could
clean the other cars.
He's like, I can't take that, man. I can't take these cars
horrible.
And he's like, we did the first one not knowing what happened. Mm-hmm. He goes, next thing you know, I got to close down shop. People are screaming at me the whole deal.
Oh, that's horrible.
Right.
What a spot to be in, too. Come to you to have their car cleaned.
And then he says,
we recycle
the water. I'm like, what does that mean? You use, dirty,
I didn't know that.
You use dirty water?
Yeah.
Normal
sudsy car wash water, they run through a filter and clean up?
Well, why am I thinking that maybe you're using filthy water on my car now? Although he does a good job, so, I don't think he's got recycling.
Dirt in the water helps remove the dirt from your car.
Top 10 list?
Yes, top 10 list.
All right.
Big prize today if you get the Bounty.
Only because I'm Jones.
Lakeland Harley-Davidson, you get the key for the bike.
I'm Jones in a little bit for football. I have the top 10 NFL coaches of all time. I know where the Bounty is. I'm not telling you cheaters, but I do have it in front of me.
First one that pops in my head is Vince Lombardi.
Number two.
Oh, not even number one.
Number two.
Oh, all right.
Number two. Brett, you want to take a crack?
Probably not going to be there, but Tom Coughlin.
Not here. He was like 21 on the list. Ooh. They gave me the
top. Striking distance.
They gave me the top 25.
Hey, 21 all time isn't the worst thing in the world. He could be proud of that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
All right, the whole top 10 list. Can you get it? And get the Bounty prize that's in there. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Take guesses as to what's on the list. And if you're the person who gets the bounty, you will be there for the grand prize drawing July 1st, Lakeland Harley-Davidson. And maybe you will win the 2017 and a half Harley-Davidson Street Rod 500 valued at $7,500. Stop into Lakeland Harley-Davidson, by the way, if you would like to enter yourself. There will not be many people in the running for this bike. Maybe you'll win it if you get the bounty right now here on the top 10 list. Coming next on The Bone. Be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.